Well, if he's all dressed up, he might be wearing the pants and the coat and the tie. You'd call that a
full dress, I guess.
Or he'd be wearing maybe a three-piece.
Three-piece suit, huh?
And if he just bought it, it would be a brand.
A brand new suit.
What was the when they had the three-piece suit? What was the was that?
Yeah, for the men.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
The thing that sleeveless thing did wear?
Sleeveless. A sweater, the undershirt?
No, what they'd wear over their shirt, but they'd put on over their shirt, but before they put their coat on.
Come on, over the shirt.
Do you ever have a waistcoat or jacket or vest?
A vest? Oh, my Lord. Honey, that's something. Of course, I never wore one, but I, many, many years ago, now my husband had on a vest, my first husband. He had a vest on. No, no, I've forgotten all about those kind of things.
Where was your first husband born?
Where?
Uh-huh.
In Corpus Christi.
Were his parents from Corpus?
Yes, his mother was. I don't know. I knew his grandmother, and she was here, and I knew an aunt of hers. I mean, his mother's sister. But I couldn't say where they were born, honey. They were old people. I never did talk with them where they were born.
You married him for
right
here
in
Corpus.
I married him in Corpus Christi in 19 weeks. You see, you've got me tired now. My eyes are getting tired. We married in 1905. You see, now I had to stop to think about that. 1905, we married, and I quit him in 1912.
How old was he when you married him?
Huh?
How old was he when you married
24.
Him?
24.
What sort of work did he do?
Hotel work, like this husband.
He had about a 10th grade education?
No, to the 10th, to the 9th grade.
Any other name for pants?
Wait, I'm too close to setting pants. Pants, well, they're just pants, or pantalones. In Spanish, they call them pantalones.
Uh-huh. What about something a man would wear if he's working out around a farm? Something that would come up?
Suspenders.
Uh-huh. Or over... Do you hear over... overhauls or overalls?
Oh, yes, but Lord. You see that? Honey, I think you should cut those questions out to a woman, because that's a man. Those are questions for men to answer.
You said, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it, what, perfectly?
It fitted perfectly.
Okay. And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, you say it makes them kind of stick out. You say it makes them do what?
Bulge out.
Okay. And you say, that shirt used to fit me, but then I washed it and it...
drew up.
Or another
a shrunk.
Okay. Every shirt I've washed recently has...
shrunken.
Okay. And I hope this shirt doesn't...
shrink.
And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you say she likes to...
dress up.
Okay.
Dress.
Would you say that about a man?
If he wants to put on good clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, dress up, I don't know.